Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Kassman with another episode of Finding the Beautiful You. Today I'm going to do some more conflict bustings, some tips for building bridges rather than walls. We went through 1 through 6 before, and now we're going to do number 7. Number 7 is talk. Yes, just allow yourself the privilege of talking. Sounds simple enough, but when there is conflict, talk. The one thing that can settle differences is the last thing couples want to do. The temptation for one or both partners is to clam up or go inside the shell. While it may feel good to go inside the shell and not have to talk, nothing is being resolved, and in fact, the silence is escalating the tension. Remember to use I statements and not you statements. Number 8, take turns. When there are differences, they usually exist from both vantage points. No one is 100% right or 100% wrong. No one should have complete command of the conversation. This only deepens the wound and escalates the conflict. Give each other 2-minute episodes to say what is on the mind and in the heart. Use a stopwatch if necessary. Even the humor of this will break the ice. Number 9. Recognize the problem. Don't try to ignore or minimize the problem. Recognize it. Get it on the floor of the conversation. Try both to identify and analyze it. Both think of solutions. Try to be specific. Even write out what the problem is and what each thinks is the solution. Number 10, change locations. Sometimes conflicts occur in certain settings, and once a setting is changed, a new feeling may emerge. Couples may be captives while riding in a car, in a room, or in a crowd. Getting away from that location may change the mood of one or both and break down resistance to an open flow of dialogue and mutual exchange of feelings. It is even wise to say, why don't we go have a cup of coffee? Making an appointment to talk allows both people to come to the talking table with new calmness and expectation. New and intentional environments mean new feelings and new expectations. Number 11, listen to the heart. Conflicts develop when feelings have been hurt or ego stepped on. Behind the spoken words are damaged hearts that stand in need of repair. Make a concerted effort not to listen to the words, but to get behind the words to the feelings that are being expressed. Just listening isn't in itself salve on the wound. Once your loved one has had that time to speak and be heard at the heart, his or her heart is already well on the way toward mending. Number 12, push the right buttons. Couples who have known each other for any amount of time know which buttons to push to make things better or to make them worse. There are sore and sensitive spots which grate on the nerves, spots that draw immediate reflexes and reactions, spots which raise the hackles. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to know where these buttons were or once we have known a person for a period of time. But pushing the hot buttons will not only raise the emotional temperature, it will further polarize the relationship. Just as everyone has hot buttons, they also have soft buttons. Buttons that when touched have a calming and soothing effect on the one who is touched. Couples also know the soft buttons. Soft buttons are conflict busters for sure. Thank you for listening to another episode of Finding the Beautiful You.